You know, I've been so busy. I have not golfed once this year. I know. Don't shake your head at me, Brian. Don't do that.
I'm only one trip ahead of you. I've golfed once. But
good for you.
I got a couple on the horizon here.
Very good. I'm happy for you. But I've not been once, and generally when that happens, my game suffers. So I love to go to a golf simulator. Why? Because you can analyze your ball speed, your club head speed, your launch angle, which I inevitably will probably do nothing with, and my game will continue to still stink. But it's a great indicator of where you are. And back nine is a perfect spot to check out all of that information. Maybe you just want to go if it's raining and you get rained out, you want to still play your round with your friends. Again, Back Nine's the spot, and Leonard Fox is the owner of Back Nine Golf in West Bloomfield and in Clarkson, and joins us this morning. Leonard, it's good to have you.
Hey, great to be on.
Let's talk a little bit about what you guys do, because these are cutting edge simulators that you have in your stores.
Yes, we have the Full Swing technology, which is backed by the TGL. So you have, you know, the great Tiger Woods is behind it, John Rahm, and some other PGA golfers, as well as Patty Mahomes and Josh Allen are all involved. They're ambassadors or investors in the company. So the simulator is updated probably every 2 weeks with data to keep it tight. So we do some great things there. I heard you guys said you haven't got out this year. It's a great facility. We kind of make it like a country club, but also you can come in and just pay for regular bay hours. So it's an inviting environment.
Let's talk about it, because you've got a wonderful deal for our listeners, and I want you to lay it out for us.
Yes, we have the suite deal. Normally it's $50 an hour. We're selling it for $25 an hour. It'll be great for Father's Day, or even great for the golfer that is driving by, heading to the golf course, and the golf course may not have a range. They could go out, warm up, and like you said earlier, understand the data. Once you dig into the data, you can actually get on the course and try to figure out what you was doing wrong earlier and then tweak it and maybe have a great round.
Key word there is try. I think you hit it right on the head, Leonard. I think you hit it right
on
the head.
Just trying the hardest.
It's a finicky game, but when you've got this type of data, you can look at it, and certainly it will improve your game. It's a fantastic deal that you have for our listeners. That goes live at 9 o'clock, so you go to WJR.com, click the Sweet Deals banner off to the right. I'm looking at the site right now. It goes live in just under 6 minutes. So you can head on over to WJR.com, click that Sweet Deals banner, and it'll be there for you. How have these simulators improved your game?
It's a funny story. I just played in a tournament with Michigan great Glenn Rice.
Oh, yeah.
And normally I finish at the bottom half. This year I took second.
A
lot of hard work during the winter. Surprised the whole crew. So I'm very excited.
Good for you. Leonard, we appreciate you. We appreciate you hooking our audience up with this deal. $25 gets you $50, and that's a heck of a deal, and you can really go and improve your game. Leonard Fox, we appreciate you. Best of luck. We'll talk again very soon, I'm sure.
I hope so. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you got it. That's Leonard Fox, the owner of Back Nine Golf in West Bloomfield and in Clarkston. You know, I was just watching Fox News, and they were talking about how now is the time when students go ahead and find their summer jobs. First of all, my little guy, Henry, yesterday, I picked him up. It was his last day of school yesterday. Finished preschool threes, right? And I'm like, what are you going to do all summer? You have to do something. Let's get you a job. Let's get you contributing to this.
Are we going to have him do chores?
I don't even want to get started on that road.
Okay.
I have tried to get these kids to do chores. They do nothing.
Is there are you incentivizing them?
All right.
I used to do dishes for a dime when I was really little. I remember that.
You need a better agent, Jason.
Here's how this started.
Hey, that was the 80s. Come on. That was a good deal.
Here's how this started. a couple of years ago, Jake says, I want a PlayStation 5.
Okay.
And we said, all right, we'll get one, but you have to save $100 of your own money.
Wow.
So every month we'll give you $10 or whatever, every 2 weeks, whatever it was. But you got to take your plates to the sink. You got to take your laundry to the whatever. You got
to
get your pajamas on. But we don't want to remind you, right? You got to just do all of those things. So, of course, nothing gets done. We always have to remind him. He does it. He saves them. Starts saving his money. Well, then he starts telling grandma and grandpa on all the sides, hey, I'm saving money for a PlayStation 5. And they're like, well, here's $20.
Well, that plan backfired.
Here's $10. And I'm like, no, that's not what this is supposed to be. We're trying to teach him responsibility. And so he got it much quicker, and then we had to buy the stupid PlayStation. But now they want another gaming thing, and it's like $500. And I'm like, well, I'm not paying for any of it. Jeez. You guys are saving all of it, and I don't care how long it takes.
Yeah.
And so there is that, but they just, you know, they don't care that much, so I don't care that much. They don't do any chores. So my question to you guys, what was your summer job? What was your first job?
So my first job, I was a banquet server at Hillcrest in Clinton Township, and it's a Meijer now. But nice. We had a problem. It was the early 90s, and Kid Rock used to keep crashing weddings and parties there.
that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Brian? Jason?
I was a bag boy, Oak Ridge Market. Renee, you know what I'm talking about.
Nice.
Prospect and 13. Very I had to good. Wear the tie, the dress shirt. That was
very good. Brian?
I was a bus boy at an ice cream parlor was my first job.
Good gig. I was a sandwich artist at Subway. Shout out to all my sandwich artists out there. Yep. It's what we called ourselves. All right, that's going to do it for us. Kevin Eats coming up next. Have a good weekend.